story of Mert and Marge. Mert had a date with Jack Arnold to give the information she had tricked Harry Duffy, the Chicago racketeer, into revealing. Sensing that Margie was hurt, Mert asked Jack to take her home immediately and gave him the fact she had learned from Duffy while they were on the way. When they arrived at the girl's apartment, they found that Margie had gone out. She had left a note saying that she had gone out on a blind date with Gwen and Nell. A first blind date. In just a moment, we'll go on with today's chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. The time is the next day, early afternoon. The scene is the apartment of Mert and Marge. As we come in, we hear the alarm clock ringing.
Oh, they toil not, neither do they spin. Oh, Mary. Margie. Margie, wake up, dear. 1 o'clock.
It's a perfectly wonderful offer, Mr. Dumont.
Margie Minder, wake up.
Oh, it's you, Myrtle. Must have been dreaming.
You're wide awake now, Lady Macbeth. Will you please end that sleep-talking tour and tell me what you mean by Mr. Dumont and his offer?
Mr. Dumont? Did I mention Mr. Dumont?
Yes, Margie, you did. And from what you said, I don't think I'm going to like that character. Oh, honey, please don't be angry about last night. I'm awfully sorry.
Well, I'm not angry, Myrtle, but I am hurt.
Oh, please don't feel that way, dear. You know I wouldn't hurt you for the world. Well, I didn't even go out with Jack last night.
Myrtle, I saw you get into his car with him.
Well, I started out with him for the Starlight Roof, but before we got there, I made him turn back. I couldn't bear to have you feeling badly, dear. I wanted to get back for your little spaghetti supper.
Myrtle, why didn't you go to the Starlight Roof? That's where we were.
Well, why didn't you say so in your note? I would have gone to you right away. Margie, that note worried me terribly, dear.
Well, I've been awfully unkind. I'm so sorry. Oh, we'll never let anything upset us again, will we?
We mustn't, dear. I couldn't stand it. But tell me, did you have fun last night on your blind date? Of course, I feel like spanking you for it. But tell me everything and don't leave out a thing, not even the amount of the check.
Well, when I told the girls you couldn't come home, Gwen said, and just like this, too. Well, if Mert isn't coming, there's no use going over to your place, Marge. We can't surprise ourselves, but I can get a swell date for the three of us. What do you say? Well, Nell said it'd be all right, and Gwen called her boyfriend, and they came right over.
Did Gwen draw the guy with a bouncing Adam's apple?
Oh, no, these were real nice-looking. A Mr. Trent, Mr. Dwight, and a funny old Mr. Dumont. Oh, Myrtle, are all rich old men as silly as Mr. Dumont?
Well, it all depends on how rich they are. What did he offer you, a gilded cage?
Myrtle, he didn't offer me a cage. He said he wanted to give me the education I deserved.
I see. In a night school?
Oh, he didn't mention a school. He just said I needed more training before I started my career.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said something I didn't get at all.
I know. Everything would be strictly platonic.
Well, it was a word I didn't understand, but it sounded more like elk touristic.
And then he showed you his elk's tooth.
Myrtle Spear, what in the world are you talking about?
Oh, skip it, dear. What else happened?
Well, he used terribly big words, and I don't think I understood everything he said. Something about culture and the arts. I think he said he wanted to finish me.
Oh, he thought nature hadn't done right by you, hmm?
Oh, no, Mr. Dumont said I was awful sweet, but I shouldn't mix my metaphors when I talk.
Well, why not? A girl's best friend is her metaphor.
I told him I never mixed with anybody, that this was my first date without you. He just laughed and patted my hand.
Uh-huh. And that's when he said your education had been sadly neglected.
Myrtle, you're a perfect mind reader.
Oh, I'll answer it. Hello? Oh, hello, Jack. Sure, right here with me. Well, she's fine. Yeah, everything was all right. Tonight? Well, just a minute. Margie, it's Jack, and he wants to take you and me to supper after the show tonight. Would you like to go?
Oh, I'd love it, Myrtle.
Hello, Jack. Sure, she'd like to go. Yeah, I guess our worries were wasted. All right. Thanks, Jack. See you later. So long.
Gee, Myrtle, it'll be nice to go out with Mr. Arnold again.
Say, child, you know it's after 1 o'clock and we're still in bed?
Oh.
I'll hop into the bathtub while I go to work on some bacon and eggs.
Oh, say, I won't be a minute. And am I starved?
Oh, gosh, there's the Duke of York and the butler's day off. Who is it?
It's me, Mr. Bright-Eyes Duffy.
Oh, Mr. Duffy, you'll have to wait a minute. We just got up. Wait till I put something on.
I'll wait, but don't be too long. I can't stand it.
Oh, hurry. Hey, Margie.
Yeah?
Margie, hurry. Get some clothes on. Harry Duffy's at the door.
I thought you weren't going to see that awful fellow again.
Well, he's a friend of Jimmy's. He may be able to help him. But you mustn't let Duffy know that, and I promise.
Oh, of course, Myrtle. Only I don't like him somehow, and I wish you'd never seen him.
Never mind that now. And remember, smile on Mr. Duffy if it killed you. I'll let him in now.
Oh, well, I'll try. Honest, I will, Myrtle.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Bright Eyes? Come in and take over the place.
Say, this is a pretty nice joint.
Well, give me your hat. And just try to get it back.
I ain't afraid, baby. If you were in that racket, you could have had the works the other night. But I didn't even miss a diamond.
You may not be so lucky next time. Say, you shouldn't drink so much, Harry.
Yeah, you know, them bright eyes got me. I usually take my stuff straight, but that's why the boys call me Straight Down Duffy.
Those fancy drinks aren't the kind for a he-man. And you don't look like you were going into the pink tea business.
You said it, Mert. Say, you live here all alone, hey?
What do you think I am, a hermit, hey? I share this with Margie Minter. You've met her. She'll be out here in a second.
Oh, I kind of hope you live alone.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Duffy? Nice balmy weather, isn't it?
Oh, hello, kid. And cut out that society stuff. I'm just plain Harry Duffy. Never mind, I missed it.
Yeah.
Don't mind these big Western guys, Margie. Now, wouldn't you know it, there's the Countess Corpus Christi. And I told him I was only home on Thursdays. Excuse me while I send him away, kid.
Hello, Mert.
Oh, it's you, Jimmy. Say, I thought Jack Arnold told you to lay low. What do you want now? More money?
No, I don't, Mert, but I'm just fed up hanging around that room, so I thought I'd run over a minute and say hello to Marge.
Well, come in and watch your step. Oh, Margie, here's Jimmy.
Why, Jimmy, what brings you over here? I thought...
Well, hello, Minton.
Oh, hello, Harry.
Where have you been keeping yourself?
Oh, been out of town, Harry. Some special work for my father.
Well, Jimmy, I didn't know...
Hey, what is this, old home week? Think you hadn't seen each other since the Spanish War. Now, snap out of it, everybody. Can't you see I got company?
Say, I got a message for Marge from the folks. If you'll excuse us a second, I'd like to tell her.
I'll make it snappy, Jimmy. Harry and I can't bear to be alone.
Okay, Mert. Come on out in the kitchen, Marge.
I'm coming, Jimmy.
Hey, that Jimmy's sure gone on Marge, huh? If you ask me, I don't think he rates his chance. You don't have enough on the ball for a classy tomato like her.
Oh, Jimmy's a good kid. Just needs a little direction. Maybe you could help him to get set right.
Yeah, maybe I could. If he is right. Mert, keep us to yourself. We're going to find out where he stands tonight.
Well, I don't get you, Bright Eye.
What, if he's okay? We'll deal him in. If he isn't.
Oh, I see. If he isn't, you're kind of rough on rats, huh?
Not so rough, baby. It's all over in a second. Hey, soft pedal it. Here he comes.
Well, I'm back in a jiffy, seeing you couldn't bear to be alone. Marge will be here in a minute. Seems Mert deserted the bacon and eggs and they burn up.
Seems I forget everything when Harry comes around.
Oh, yeah, which reminds me, don't forget I want to see you tonight, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you say, Harry.
Same place. Anytime after 12. Get it?
Yeah, sure thing, and much obliged. Well, so long. See you later, Harry.
Bye, Jimmy.
Hey, Mert. You know I'm crazy about you. Will you come out with me now? We'll have a little lunch. We'll go places. I'll get you to the show on time tonight.
Why, if Margie doesn't mind, I'd love it. I'll ask her. Margie!
Yeah?
Margie!
Oh, yes, Myrtle, I'm Merle, you forgot all about our bacon and eggs.
Well, that's what Mr. Duffy does to me. Listen, dear, I'm going to hurry and dress, and I'm going out with Harry for a little while, if you don't mind.
Well, Myrtle, what about our breakfast? Well, I mean, must you go? I mean, is it necessary? Well, I think it's lovely. Where are you going, Myrtle?
Harry, where are we going?
Why, to that certain place.
Oh, so we are. I'll hurry and dress, Harry.
You'll come back early, Myrtle?
I'll have a back, kid. Say, by 6 o'clock? You know, Marge, I got a lot of things to talk over with, Myrtle.
And believe me, Harry, I'll be all ears.
Things have taken a serious turn again. Myrtle was right about Jimmy Minter, it seems. And she appears to have formulated some plan to cope with the situation. What is that certain place to which Harry is taking her? There's plenty of excitement ahead, and danger, too. So be sure to listen to the next thrilling episode in the story of Myrtle and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.